AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries has held the House floor for close to 7 hours, speaking out against President Trump's tax breaks and spending cuts bill. Republicans, who have been up all night, are ready to vote on the package. U.S. stocks tick higher after a stronger-than-expected jobs market report.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks moved further into record heights on Wall Street Thursday morning. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%. It is on track to set a record high for the fourth time in 5 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.5%. The gains followed a report showing that the U.S. job market looks stronger than Wall Street expected. The reaction was bigger in the bond market, where Treasury yields jumped. The strong data on U.S. jobs pushed traders to pull back on forecasts that the Federal Reserve could cut its main interest rate later this month. Damian Troisi, New York.
The economy isn't keeping Americans away from traveling for the July 4th holiday.
AAA is expecting a record number of people traveling for the July 4th holiday. Spokesperson Ayixa Diaz.
AAA is projecting that more than 72 million Americans are traveling domestically over this July 4th period. And this travel window began last weekend.
That's a record 61.5 million by vehicle and a record more than 5.8 million by air. And where are they going?
Orlando is always at the top. Obviously, the theme parks, you've got beaches in Central Florida, and also the cruise port. Miami's also high on the list as well. Tampa, Fort Lauderdale. These cities all have cruise ports, and cruising has really just had this post-pandemic renaissance.
Diaz says the economy is not putting a damper on most people's vacation plans. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. Soccer player Diogo Jota and his brother have been killed in a car accident in Spain.
The Spanish Civil Guard has confirmed to the AP that the 28-year-old soccer player and his 25-year-old brother Andres Silva were found dead near the northwestern city of Zamora. Police are investigating the causes of the accident that occurred past midnight local time. They said there were no other vehicles involved and that the brothers were alone in the car. The bodies are undergoing forensic analysis. It wasn't clear who was driving the car. Police are looking into the hypothesis that the accident happened because of a blown tire while they tried to overtake another vehicle. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Federal health officials say nearly 368,000 pounds of Oscar Mayer turkey bacon products are being recalled due to possible contamination with Listeria bacteria that can cause food poisoning. More information available at apnews.com. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.